Hello everyone, my name is Mirko George and I'm the Chief Editor of HelpNet Security. I would like to welcome you to the first HelpNet Security podcast. We're going to be focusing on the enterprise and informing you on new products and technologies. As always, you can get more information and new podcasts on www.net-security.org. This first installment of the podcast was recorded in London at the InfoSecurity Show, where we met up with Shirley Sullivan from Nortel. You can listen to her discussing their approach to security.
I'm Shirley Sullivan. I'm responsible for security for Nortel in Europe, Middle East and Africa. And a part of the objectives that Nortel has within the security arena is focusing on the delivery of security as an integral part of everything that we actually do. If you're not familiar with Nortel, we've been active in voice and data and optical for a number of years. We're the global leader in convergence. From a remote access and connectivity perspective, we have over 100 million clients worldwide utilizing, for example, Nortel's VPN technology. So for us, the overall Nortel philosophy is the management of the virtual enterprise, which basically focuses on the fact that the private network is in fact no more, because there's public networks being utilized to access the internal infrastructure. So the virtual enterprise for us is about taking what we have or what an organization has, that the lifeblood of it, the information applications, and offering that out to various different types of users, be that mobile employees, business partners, customers, suppliers, and so on. So within the virtual enterprise, there's obviously a huge drive on the delivery of voice and multimedia applications. And we've seen a very large migration from standard TDM technology across to voice over IP. And not just traditionally within the infrastructure itself. So if you take an existing office and look at the delivery of IP telephony utilizing the network internally, it's a lot more than that. It's about delivery of, for example, voice over the wireless LAN. It's about the delivery of voice over a VPN tunnel, be that IPsec or SSL based. So it's certainly looking at the enterprise as being virtualized, and that is driven by different types of users, the location of those different types of users, the advancement of applications, such as multimedia applications, and also the different type of access devices. It's not just telephones or laptops anymore. It's PDAs, it's iPods, it's whatever other type of device a user is accessing the infrastructure with. So within the virtual enterprise, it is about facilitating the delivery of data solutions, voice solutions, and convergence solutions. But underpinning that, security is fundamental, because if you are delivering voice over IP or voice over wireless LAN applications, if it's not secure, the service will be brought down. And previously, it was about the delivery of quality of service. Now it's about the delivery of security, because quality of service as such is a given for those type of applications. So to that end, Nortel, we've had security products and security solutions within our portfolio and our offering for a number of years. Security has certainly become quite popular in the media. I think a lot of that is driven, you know, viruses, worms, typical malware sort of tends to make for interesting news. But there's a lot more for consideration. The back end is not just about the different types of malware and the rate of which malware propagates. It's focusing on new legislation, new regulations, the fact that an organization can be served with civil suits if, for example, their network is used by a hacker to launch an attack on another organization's network. There's also brand reputation. If, give an example, a credit card company, their infrastructure is hacked, confidential customer information is accessed, then that has a knock-on effect to their brand reputation, which has a knock-on effect to their revenue, and then an overall impact on the business. So there's varying factors. It's not just about security and the delivery of security through technology. It's about the security implications to the organization as a whole, and also to board-level directors. So Nortel has taken its advantageous status within the voice and data and convergence arena because we fully understand the implications and the requirements of the delivery of those type of technologies. And working on our understanding of the full network infrastructure, we have pulled together under our strategy called Security Through Network Intelligence, our full overall security offering. And that really is to build on the LAN, wireless LAN, IPT and multimedia, and bringing together all of our security portfolio to deliver security solutions. Because everyone is fully aware that there's a lot of acronyms flying around in the security industry. There's lots of new developments, new technologies, different brands of product from different organizations. So for us, the drive is, if you can put it in this way, to simplify security. Security, it shouldn't be an afterthought. It should be holistic to everything that an organization works through. Certainly part and a fundamental part of their overall security program. But for us, it's about building security into everything that we offer out and focusing on it from a business issue perspective. So security through network intelligence, the basic mission behind that is the delivery of secure communications, information, applications to anyone, anytime, anywhere. And then let the vendor take responsibility for the complicated technology that is in place in the back end for the delivery of that. Now, where we differentiate ourselves in the market from, I suppose, some of the niche players is we don't just focus on a particular type of product or appliance. We focus on 6 specific solutions. Those solutions would include secure remote access, which addresses how you offer out connectivity to users remotely, be those partners, suppliers, customers, employees, over IPsec and SSL-based VPN tunnels, but taking it a step further where we look at the applications that you're serving out, ensuring that compliant devices and only compliant devices have access to the infrastructure, what type of devices have been used and where those users are situated. Secure LAN focuses on internal endpoint security, how we drive enforcement of security policies across an organization, and how basically organizations, enterprises, and carriers deal with people coming into their building or their campus, and what happens when they want to physically connect to the LAN. It's easy to control latest versions of software and so on and firewalls on employee-owned devices, but a lot of organizations have consultants and external users coming and connecting to the LAN. And so they need to ensure they have solutions in place to protect their infrastructure from any type of issue that that user may bring in. The next area is secure wireless LAN. Wireless LAN connectivity has certainly gained a lot of momentum. We've sort of moved into third generation, first generation being adherence to industry standards, the 802 standards. The next was how do you deliver good radio frequency management and security. And third generation is on the delivery of network-based services. Now, with the delivery of those services, for example, voice over wireless LAN or any type of other multimedia applications, you need to ensure that your wireless LAN is as secure as your LAN infrastructure, because in all intents and purposes, your wireless LAN infrastructure is an extension of your LAN. So security for wireless LAN is about the delivery of security to enable quality of service for any voice or multimedia appliances, but also taking it down to the basic level, looking at how we protect access point from flooding, how we protect against denial of service attacks, and really ensuring that we have a good wireless threat protection mechanism in place. The next solution is secure IPT and multimedia, and focus area for here is the delivery of secure converged solutions, not just focusing on, as I mentioned earlier, IP telephony internally, but IP telephony and voice over wireless LAN, IP telephony out to remote users, because there's advanced multimedia applications becoming available on a regular basis, and we need to ensure that we can secure that type of application. The next two are very, dare I say, security specific, because those 4 that I've just mentioned are where we have taken security and embedded them into Nortel's offering, wireless LAN, IP telephony, VPN products, and LAN products. The next two are very much focusing on security specific requirements. The first of that is secure application management solution, where we look at application layer attacks. It's certainly where malware is focused at the application layer of the network, and the considerations for security at that level. And also making sure that if we are delivering good secure application management, that we maintain performance of those applications. It isn't very useful for us to deliver a bulletproof secure infrastructure and ensure your applications are secure if the performance isn't there. And the last area is proactive threat protection. That solution focuses on the fact that 50% of all attacks come from within the organization. So if you take into account that it takes an organization 3 times longer to patch an internal system than it does an external system, the internal network could remain very vulnerable if a breach is encountered. And that does not necessarily mean that this 50% of employees are malicious and they're disgruntled. It could just be a user, a remote user, that brings their laptop in to the network after being out on the road for a week or so traveling on business and unknowingly had downloaded some form of malware while they were traveling. So those solutions, there are 6 very specific solutions. You'll find that quite a lot of, or if not all, are very integral. They do cross over and work with each other. But when we, the reason that we put those solutions together was to simplify security. Organizations are really focusing on the business implications of not having a secure infrastructure. The typical question is, what is the cost of security to my organization? And to truly understand that is to take into consideration the commercial impact first and foremost of what a security breach would do to that organization itself. We work around formulas such as the annual loss expectancy formula, where we speak to our customers about what the cost of the threat would be in relation to the cost of mitigation of that threat, and then we help them determine what is the cost of security to their organization and what steps they need to put in place to actually address that. So that's sort of a general overview of the 6 security solutions. For us, it is very important to impress upon the market and our customers that we fully understand security. So to support that, the security through network intelligence strategy is built up of 5 building blocks. The first, and these are in no particular order, the first that I've mentioned are the 6 solutions. The second is ensuring that we're employing a security blueprint. We have a security blueprint called the Unified Security Framework. And that is a blueprint that organizations can use, irrespective of what vertical market or industry they're situated in, and it's sort of the key 7 key building blocks to their security program. Within that blueprint, we address how to secure converged communications, how to manage closed-loop policy management, how to secure network operations, how to minimize total cost of ownership, how to deal with the people and processes function of the security program, and how to employ a good security architecture, which brings us to the next building block, which is called the layered defense model. The layered defense model is our security architecture. And that's really where the technology fits in. When we speak about the architecture, we focus on 4 particular areas, and all those areas are put in place on a layered defense model to ensure that there's no single points of security failure within the infrastructure. Those 4 areas include endpoint security, of which there is remote endpoints that I've mentioned earlier under secure remote access, and internal endpoint security, where we're focusing on the delivery of device level security in the network itself, and that is in relation to the secure LAN solution. Secure communications focuses on how we deliver security for applications as it enters and leaves the organization. So such examples as how to secure IP telephony and what levels of encryption, authentication and authorization you're using when you have remote users dialing in. Perimeter security is the next area of the layered defense architecture, and that doesn't necessarily focus on the, as we say, the hardened outer edge of an organization. Deperimeterization is certainly in the forefront, with the perimeter of the network being dissolved. So we bring perimeter security into the organization down to departmental level. So for example, the finance department should not have access to information that sits in the R&D department. And the last area is core network security, where we focus on the core of the network. We address how we're securing our Ethernet switches, our call servers, handsets, hardening operating systems. And in respect to all of those 4 different areas, then there is a plethora of Nortel products that will fit in to those 4 different areas. But I suppose the underlying message is that while we have the architecture and the blueprint and the 6 security solutions, the flexibility within what we're offering impresses that we understand one size does not fit all. Every organization has different requirements depending on the requirements of their security program. So the strategy that we bring with the solutions that we offer enables an organization to sort of mold what we offer into their own requirements. So that's sort of a fleeting overview of what Nortel is doing within the security area. From a product perspective, yes, we cover all the areas from VPN products to firewalling technology, intrusion detection, intrusion prevention, layer 4 to 7 application management, voice-ready firewalls, multimedia-ready gateways. So there's quite a lot of offering there. But, you know, Nortel is a very large organization with multiple product offerings across different areas. But the drive really is the simplification of what we do, hence the reasoning behind Security for Network Intelligence.